May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله تعالى على محمد
الحمد لله عز وجل welcome viewers of Madani channel to our program of spiritual cures alhamdulillah we have Adil bhai with us in the studio assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh how are you Adil bhai okay
alhamdulillah rabbil alamin
without wasting any time inshallah we will move forward to some of the messages which we have received. Are you ready, Adil bhai?
Labbaik.
First message that we've received is regarding somebody who wants a vazifa for ear pinging. Ear pinging. This, Adil bhai, is like a sound.
Sound in the ears.
In the ears, yeah? Sure. That's the first message. And the second message that we've received, Adil bhai, somebody's wanting a spiritual cure in regards to having domestic disputes in the home. So if you can give us a spiritual cure in regards to this.
Inshallah.
And the third message regarding somebody's husband, he's got a habit, unfortunately, of drinking alcohol.
Bad habit.
And they're wanting to get him to try and stop somehow. So if we can help them in regards to this.
Inshallah.
And one more message and then I'll let you start taking the vazifas out, inshallah.
Labbaik.
Now somebody's mentioning that they've been ill for a few months now. And they've also got bodily pains. So illness as well as bodily pains. If you can help this person who sent this message, inshallah.
Labbaik.
Some Madani pearls while our Adil bhai is looking for those spiritual cures, inshallah. These Madani pearls, inshallah, have been taken from 101 Madani pearls. A beautiful booklet which has been released by Dawat Islami's printing press, Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop, can be purchased from your nearest Dawud Islami bookshop, can also be downloaded from the Dawud Islami website as well, free, at no cost, alhamdulillah. So the Madani pools, inshallah, we'll move on to, without wasting time. Some Madani pools regards to speaking. Speak cheerfully whilst smiling. Speak cheerfully whilst smiling. With the intention of making Muslims happy, keep your tone respectful with elders and friendly with youngsters. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In addition to earning reward, you will be honorable to both of them. So basically, what it's mentioning here is that depending on who your audience is or who you are talking to, one's tone should be in accordance. For example, if somebody is speaking to his parents, then his tone should be at a lower, the tone of his talking should be at a lower tone. And also, just the lower tone itself is respectfulness and maybe also in a humble manner when you're talking to your parents or other elderly relatives. And at the same time, when you're talking to youngsters, then have a tone but in more of a affectionate and loving tone. So the children given this loving and caring feeling that they want to listen to you more. Number three, conversing loudly as if you are shouting like many friends casually do when talking to each other these days is not sunnah. And this is something that we see a lot of, that people are, even though they're very close, the tone of their voice is quite loud as if they're shouting across the room where it's not necessary. There's nothing that's avoiding the person that one is conversing with. There's no like abstraction or anything, or there's no thing that's drowning the voice, so one shouldn't need to have to shout out loud. And it mentions with good intentions, get into the habit of talking politely, even with a one-day baby. Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, these sunnahs and etiquettes are taught. And alhamdulillah, those of you who tune in on a Saturday into the weekly Madani Muzakara, alhamdulillah, many times Amir al-Sunnah have mentioned how to talk politely and addressly and respectable manner. And alhamdulillah, I'd like at this time to recommend a booklet which Amir al-Sunnat alhamdulillah has written in regards to this. In Urdu, it's called Meethe Bol and Sweet Words.
As One Islam Brothers, obviously, they have a year issue regarding this. We have a one wazifa, alhamdulillah. Ya Samiyu, 21 times. Recite with the Salat before and after Durud-e Pak, 3 times before and after, and blow into the ear of the patient. There will be relief, inshallah.
Subhanallah. 21 one thing times. I'll just remember, viewers of Madni Channel, I'll just like to mention that whether it's mentioned or not, whenever you're doing any vazifa, any spiritual cure, then a means of acceptance is to start it with Durood Sharif and to end with Durood Sharif. If a particular amount is not mentioned of Durood Sharif, then even reciting once before and after would suffice. But if a particular amount is mentioned, like in this particular spiritual cure that Adil Bhai has just mentioned, that 3 times before and 3 times after. So if a precise amount is mentioned of Durood, then you should abide by that. And if no amount is mentioned, or even if Durood Sharif has not been mentioned, then make it a habit to
read,
recite Durood Sharif before and after. So message that we received in regards to the pinging in the ears or any other ear related problem, Alhamdulillah, Adibai has given us the spiritual cure in regards to this, to recite Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u 21 times with Durood Sharif 3 times before and after, and then perform them, i.e. blow into the ears. Is this both ears, Adil Bhai, or just the one?
Whichever is, obviously.
Whichever ears.
They can do it, both of them as well.
Ji. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Ji.
The other one, domestic, obviously, I said somebody's have an issue in their home. If, for example, husbands have a problem, then wife can do it, or wife had a problem, then husband can do it. Should recite 20 times, Ya Mani, Ya Murti, before sleeping, whilst sat on the bed. Likewise, if someone, husband is displaced, his wife should follow this method, inshallah, they will be, inshallah, satisfied.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So if anybody is suffering with these type of problems where they've got domestic disputes, etc., in the home, inshallah, this spiritual cure, inshallah, will help. So it's saying at the time of going to bed, while sitting on the bed, recite this spiritual cure, Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti.
Yes.
Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti. How many times again, Adil Bhai?
20 times.
20 times. So Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti, 20 times while sitting on the bed with Durood Sharif before and after, and then go to sleep. Is that right, Adil Bhai?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and then go to sleep, inshallah, Azawajal. Allah Azawajal, make a means of reconciliation, and these disputes, inshallah, will come to an end. But one important thing that I'd like to mention, I'd like to take the opportunity to mention, that just this spiritual cure on its own won't be enough. Do this as well, but also try to, you know, in between you, try and be the lower person. For example, if one person is angry, then the other one should be tolerant and should try to take the anger out from the other person. If one person is angry and he's shouting and arguing, the one who's quiet at that time, inshallah, one will be rewarded, and secondly, it will come to an end, the actual dispute will come to an end. But if the opposite person answers back and does contradicts, then whilst obviously the argument is going to get out of hand and obviously grow. So water takes out the fire, not, you know, fueling the fire. Ji Adil Bhai. Next.
Next, I said pain. Somebody's obviously mentioned they have a body pain, or full body, or maybe certain places they have a pain. Regarding the pain, one wazifa, alhamdulillah, is really beneficial. Ya Muhyi, recite 7 times and blow on yourself, whether it is pain caused by gas or a stomachache or any other body pains, like some people have arthritis as well, so they mention the quite a lot of pain. So ya muhyi, seven times they have to read it before and after through the park, blow it on self, or somebody else can do it for them. Hopefully with that, inshallah.
Subhanallah. So any bodily pain anywhere in the body, recite Ya Muhyi seven times with Durood Sharif before and after and perform them. If it's a place of the body where you can perform them yourself,
yeah,
and your recitation is correct, then you can do it yourself. And if for any reason it's somewhere where you can't reach, then either you can get somebody else to do the them upon you, do the recitation and perform them upon you, i.e. blow upon you, or you can do the recitation, blow upon your hands and then rub upon the area of pain. Is that right,
Adil bhai?
Ya Muhyi seven times.
Seven times.
Durood Sharif before and after. I've got a couple of messages I'd just like to mention, Adil bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can we have istikhara to check whether there's any jinn, jadu, bandish or nazar, or whether it's just medical? Inshallah, I'll just forward this on. Another message. Salam. Since my father died, whenever my mum goes into any gatherings or dinner, she gets ill after coming back. Mm-hmm. Is there any nazar-e-bad? Can you please do istikhara for my mum? And then name so and so. And then they've sent in a code, GRL.
Regarding bad habits, husband habit, bad habits. So whoever have these type of issues, if they married, then wife can do it very easily. If the husbands have a bad habits or any other related these type of things, they can do it. One amal which is a wife has to do it with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 11 times Surah Fatiha. Read it, blow it on the water and give it to the husband to drink it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Azawajal, husbands, if he has any bad habits, will be cleared, inshallah.
Subhanallah. So Surah Fatiha 11 times. Durushi before and after, perform them upon water,
on the water
and then give that water to drink to the husband.
That's right.
Subhanallah. So this is for that message that we received in regards to somebody who had bad habits. This could be any bad habits. Obviously, this particular message that we received was where the husband had unfortunately had a habit of consuming alcohol, drinking alcohol. Now, whether it's alcohol, any other bad habits, you know, whether it's drugs or any other bad habits, then this particular spiritual cure will be beneficial for this, inshallah. So a message we received, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, please do istikhara for my son. He is not eating much and he likes to stay alone, doesn't like to talk to me. He gets angry and I'm seeing that day by day he's getting weak. So this brother's appealing for help, and the code word that we've got here for this is Rajab. Another message that we've received, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's mentioned that my daughter is in hospital with a liver problem. Please urgently help if you get a vazifa, a spiritual cure out in regards to liver problem as well. Carry on with the Madini pools, inshallah. Okay, Madini pool number 5 is mentioning that during conversation, one should not do anything that others find repulsive, such as removing dirt from the body with the fingers, touching the nose, or inserting fingers into the ears or the nose, or repeatedly spitting, because people are offended by such acts. Now, I don't know whether it's people have a habit. This is something that you've seen quite widely, Adil bhai. I don't know whether it's people have got a habit or they just don't realize when they're talking and they just, the hands are moving themselves. But somebody I think we need to sort of like pay attention to this and try not to do these things where, you know, you're making the other person, they don't find it comfortable. When somebody is doing this whilst they're talking to them. Okay, Madini pool number 6. Keep listening to the other person calmly as long as he is speaking. To start saying what you want to say by cutting him short is not a sunnah. And this is something, a beautiful sunnah, but not many people are found acting upon this sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat mentioned in regards to this, and this is a sunnah which nowadays not many people are found practicing upon, where you're talking, you're conversing with somebody and the person is speaking and he hasn't finished his sentence or he hasn't finished his whatever he wanted to say, and you already start replying to, you know, whatever he was talking about, whether he was asking a question, let the other person complete what he said and listen attentively. That way you'll understand completely and wholly what he's wanting to say, rather than partly listening or partly understanding and then replying quickly and suddenly. Rather listen carefully and then reply when it's your turn. Like taking turns in a sense. Listen, then reply. Number 7, while it's talking, and in fact in any situation, do not laugh, as the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never laughed. Now I think here, a little bit of clarification. There's a difference between smiling and laughing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like he mentions here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never laughed, they smiled. And it does mention that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled such that their rear teeth came on display, that they were seen, but they never laughed with sound, which in Urdu is called kehka. So the Prophet ﷺ never did kehka, they always smiled, and it's sunnah to smile. And regarding smiling, it's mentioned that smiling is also a sadaqah, is also a charity. So we should make a habit of smiling. Number 8, talking excessively and laughing frequently destroys a person's dignity. So it mentions that somebody who talks a lot is more likely to make mistakes. And the person who laughs a lot, you know, it destroys his dignity, his respect in front of others. Sometimes a person is quiet, and while he's quiet, his impression on others is good. But as soon as he speaks and says something wrong, then he loses his dignity, which is so true. Number 9, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when you see someone blessed with the dislike of this world and he has the attribute of speaking less, seek his closeness and company, as wisdom is given to him. Subhanallah. So if you see somebody with these attributes, you should spend some time with him, or try to get close to that person, because this will be a person who is full of wisdom. And inshallah, just by sitting in a person's company who has these type of attributes, inshallah, will be rewarding, because Allah's mercy and blessings will be showered upon this type of individual. And inshallah, you will reap the blessings as well. MashaAllah, so it's time for the wazifa of the day. Those viewers of Madini channel that are watching, inshallah, Adil Bhai will mention the wazifa of the day. The actual wazifa will be shown on the screen as well. Sometimes it can be quite lengthy and you're not able to memorize it straight away. So if you take a picture with your phone, inshallah, as well, that will be handy, and then you can learn it, inshallah, and put it into practice. Another benefit in regards to this is that you can also pass it on to others. Subhanallah. Ji, Adil Bhai.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channels, you are watching Spiritual Cure, and today's Spiritual Cure is for the toothache. Whoever have a toothache, tooth pain, they can do this amal. Hopefully with that, inshallah, they will get relief. Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, write or get written 7 times on a piece of paper. Then make a taweez, like a fold it, and then laminate it. And wherever you have a pain, whichever teeth you have a pain, just put underneath that teeth and bite it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, you will get pain relief. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Adil Bhai, today's the wazifa of the day was in regards to toothache. Now toothache is common. Very common in the household. Absolutely. Whether it's an elderly person, middle age, or children. I think nobody's free from, you know, or nobody's secure from having tooth pain. Absolutely. So mashallah, beautiful wazifa that our Adil Bhai has mentioned today in regards to tooth pain. So write Ya Allahu 7 times on a piece of paper. Make it into an amulet, make it into a taweez. Now here, because we're putting it into the mouth, Adil Bhai,
yes,
it need to be plastic coated. Plastic coated. I think more than laminated. Yeah. So plastic coated, and then place it onto the tooth that is hurting, and then bite it. For example, if it's here, you'll put it there, keep it there. And keep it there.
Yes, until you
Until the pain is relieved.
Pain is relieved.
Okay,
mashallah. And then take your tent and you can buy.
Subhanallah. May Allah protect us from pains and tribulations.
Ameen.
But one thing to remember is that difficulties, pains and tribulations come to help us. Because through those are means of raising our ranks and a means of our sins to be forgiven.
Absolutely.
As long as we remain patient and steadfast.
Alhamdulillah.
And also razia razamand with the will of Allah.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Another message that we've received. Salam. Please don't mention my name. As you're aware, we don't mention names on the TV. So he's mentioning that his child or his son has listening problems, so he doesn't listen, and he's also got anger problems. So this might be worth noting in regards to spiritual cure. And he also mentions that he really struggles to follow instructions. And then when he is given instructions, it's difficult for him to remember. He's always getting told off from home and from school. So basically, he's given some information.
Yeah,
he finds difficult to retain that and then act upon. Okay. So he's having difficulty retaining information. Also, focus problem is also something that he's suffering from.
Yes, regarding liver problem, somebody's had liver issues. One wazifa, which is this is the ayat, they have to write it down on the plates. Three plates, they have to get it and written it or write it. And in the morning, during the day and in the evening, they have to drink all. The ayat is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Law kana al-bahru midadan li kalimati Rabbi. Baad namaz-e fajr. Baad namaz-e fajr. After fajr namaz, three plates, which is we call chini ki plates. No, well, so they can write
pork with clean.
Yes.
Pork clean plates.
Pork clean.
The normal like clay type of plates that we have.
Yes. They can write it with any pens. Three times they had to write it down, and in the morning one plate, then during the day and in the evening third plate. So hopefully with that, that's the obviously 40 days they have to constantly do this amal to clear the liver issue, inshallah.
So, so this is for liver problem. So they need to take three plates in the morning. And they write this, I want you to repeat it. I'll just mention, and then I want you to repeat the ayat, and if you can repeat it three times. At fajr time, if you take three plates, so these normal porcelain or clay plates, you take three of these at the time of fajr, and write this particular ayat in each of the three plates, and you drink one there and then,
yes,
in the morning. You need to drink one at midday and one in the evening. And you need to repeat this every morning. So you need to write another three the following morning.
Absolutely.
And so forth for a duration of 40 days. And inshallah, this liver problem will be cured. Subhanallah. Jiya Adil bhai.
One for evil eye, Ajzab Nazare, but regarding that, obviously, one wazifa, which is very easy and very powerful, alhamdulillah. 60 times, La ilaha illallah, before and after Durood e Pak, and blow on the person who have evil eye issues. And then hopefully with that, inshallah, they will be cured. But you can get the tawizat as well, nearest the basta, nearest maktab. They can go over there and get tawizat as well regarding evil eye.
So this is for children and adults? Anybody?
Both of them.
Okay,
both
subhanallah. Okay, we'll move back to some Madani pearls. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Number 10. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who keeps silent attains salvation. Subhanallah. It is stated, Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated that there are four types of conversations. So, mashallah, they've split conversations into four sections.
Super.
Number one, which is completely harmful. Number two, which is completely beneficial. Number three, which is beneficial and harmful. And number four, which is neither harmful and neither is it beneficial. So, the further they go on further and mention, so we've got four types here. Completely harmful, completely beneficial, beneficial and harmful, and neither beneficial, neither harmful. Okay, and then they go further on and they say that it's necessary to always avoid completely harmful conversations. So the one which is completely harmful, we should always strive to avoid that. And you should have the conversation that is completely beneficial. So we should try and always have our conversation which is completely beneficial.
Beneficial.
So avoid the completely harmful one.
Harmful.
Okay? Try to adopt the completely beneficial one.
Beneficial one.
And then they mention further, go on, and they go, and as for the conversation that is beneficial and also harmful, we need to take precaution, and it's better that we avoid and not have such a conversation. Because you don't know when you'll move from the benefit side and go into the non-benefit.
Non-benefit.
Okay? And finally, they mentioned the fourth type of conversation, which is neither good and neither bad. So it's not beneficial and neither is it unbeneficial, not beneficial. Okay? So that they say, they mention that this is a waste of time. Absolutely. So this you should avoid as well. Because it's a waste of time. Because it's not benefiting you. So it's nothing adding in your good deeds.
Exactly.
And it's not unbeneficial, so it's not, you know, so it's best to avoid, because the non-beneficial we need to avoid anyway. So it's a waste of time. So it mentions that it's difficult to differentiate between these types of conversations. So if a person finds it difficult, okay, this conversation that I'm making, so somebody's talking and he feels that, is it beneficial or is it not beneficial.
Think before.
Then he says that avoid this, stop and be silent, because the silence is then better
the best.
Than having this type of conversation.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So our first istikhara was the one in regards to where the mother, whether she's got jadu, jinnat, bandish, evil eye, or whether it's just medical. There's no code name. So the reply for that istikhara, that it is a sign of azmaish, sign of illness. So there's no jadu, jinnat, or evil eye. It's just a test, and it's a sign of illness. Okay. The second message was in regards to where somebody sent in a message where after the father had passed away. Now, when the mother, whenever she goes out to some maybe dawat, invitation, etc., for dinner, etc., when she comes back, she falls ill. So they just wanted to check, and we've got a code name for this. It's GRL. So the code name GRL, the reply for the istikhara has come back as evil eye, as Nazaribad. And we've just mentioned the spiritual cure in regards to evil eye. I'll just repeat it very quickly for you. Recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 60 times, Drushi before and after. Perform them upon the one inflicted with evil eye. Inshallah, the evil eye will be removed. Okay, and the next istikhara that the reply that we've received was regarding the brother who sent in the message for istikhara regarding his son who's not eating, staying alone, etc. The istikhara reply has come back as Nazaribad, as evil eye. So the same spiritual cure we just mentioned in regards to evil eye. What you can do also is visit your nearest tawizat stall and get a tawiz for protection from evil eye. So once somebody has got a tawiz for protection from evil eye, inshallah azawajal, this will also be beneficial for the protection of evil eye as well. And remember that evil eye, it can even be from your own parents as well. So it's not a bad thing. It's not that somebody's done something really bad upon, or somebody's done something or sent evil eye upon your child. It could be for own parents inflicting anybody. Evil eye upon their own children. So from this, we learn that we should make a habit of saying MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. These habits which Alhamdulillah, our Amir al-Sunnat on Madani Muzakara reminding us from time and time again. Those who already aren't habitual of watching the live Madani Muzakara when Amir al-Sunnat blesses with their presence, no matter where they are in the world, Alhamdulillah, they bless us with their live presence every Saturday, and we should take benefit from this time that they're giving to us. And so many beautiful and beneficial Madani pearls of wisdom, as well as cures and solutions to our problems are given to us, inshallah. And we should take that opportunity. My Nakis Rai, my opinion to you that please tune in on a Saturday. Okay, our next reply for our istikhara in regards to their child again. Code name was Cloud. And regarding your child, a lot of problems, listening, anger. Istikhara reply that has come back in regards to this is Azmaish. a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for you, make it easy for your son as well. Okay, this is regarding somebody who sent in the message regarding their daughter who's in hospital, and the reply of the istikhara has come back as illness, as maish, as test through the means of illness. So Allah Azza wa Jal grant you a cure. Alhamdulillah, we've also mentioned a spiritual cure in regards to the liver problem. And also, I would like to recommend, that is one spiritual cure which we mentioned. Well, it was an amal actually, in regards to the plates, writing of the plates, three every morning. I will also encourage you to visit the nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall as well, because in regards to liver, there is also a taweez, which is specifically for illnesses relating to liver problems, and I'm sure that that will also be of benefit to you, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ji, Adil bhai.
Ji, I said regarding azmaish, obviously plenty of istiharas came as azmaish, and that's obviously part of our life as well. We have sometimes difficulties in our life. Very easy and very beautiful wazifa. Allah Azza wa Jal's one of the name, Ya Waqilu. Whoever recite every day, daily, they inshallah Azza wa Jal no gonna have.
How many times, Adil bhai?
7 times, Ya Waqilu. Ya Waqilu, 7 times daily, inshallah Azza wa Jal, they're not going to see any type of difficulties in their
during the day. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we've come to the end of the program. Jazakallahu khairah, viewers of Madini channel, those of you who are tuned in and watching program Spiritual Cures. Try to tune in on time. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll see you same time, same place, Madini channel. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain.